This goes to Dr. Crittenden, C-R-I-T-T-E-N-D-E-N, fax 616-225-8967. Regarding Frank Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, date of birth November 13, 1933. Dear Dr. Crittenden, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Austin with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. His last visit was January 30th of this year. His weight is stable. He reports that he's going to need a new pacemaker because his is 10 years old, so there are his cardiologist is working on getting a new one placed. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no chest pain or palpitations. The pacemaker has been functioning well so far, and he is following a strict low-salt diet. Medication list is reviewed. He reports that his cardiologist started him on torsamide 20 milligram daily. He did not tolerate that well, so that has been stopped. He seems to be feeling better and his weight is completely stable. I do want to highlight losartan 100 milligram daily in addition to his other routine medications. And he is anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram once a day. Physical examination, weight 160 pounds, pulse 60, and blood pressure 143 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 8th of 2023. Creatinine is 2.22 with estimated GFR of 28. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 2.7. Hemoglobin is 12.2 with normal white count. Platelets are 135,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no progression. 2, hypertension, near to goal. 3, benign prostatic hypertrophy without signs of difficulty urinating or no sensation of not being able to empty bladder fully. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.